The rain at New Road left Nick Compton stranded on 9 not out at the close of the second day, thus thwarting him in his bid to become the first man since Graham Hick to score 1,000 first-class runs before the end of May. He had arrived at the wicket following the loss of Aral Sapir and Alex Barrow from consecutive overs, but the rain ultimately proved to be his undoing, and he ended May with 950 runs, an average of 95, as Somerset closed on 27 for 2. They had earlier taken the last 7 Worcestershire wickets to fall for 38 runs as Peter Trago ended with figures of 5 for 75, including that of the prize scalp of Vikram Solanki for 106. Only 9 overs were possible in the North East, where Durham ended Lancashire and Paul Horton's resistance with the score on 170. Carl Hogg was the first man to go today, as he gave Stephen Harmison his second wicket, while Graham Onions completed the 13th 5-wicket haul of his career, and Paul Horton carried his bat for 49. The home side faced just 3 balls in their first innings before the rain came. I know that they'll have to bat a lot better second time around if they are to overturn a 68-run first innings deficit. The batsmen enjoyed conditions on the second day at Lord's as Sussex's last 2 wickets added 41 to their overnight total, with Middlesex then closing on 229 for 3. Tim Murter picked up one of the visitors' wickets to fall, that of James Anion for 24, while Gareth Berg finally ended Monty Panesar's resistance for 15. The hosts lost Sam Robson for duck early in their reply, but Chris Rogers and Joe Denley added 145 for the second wicket, before Rogers was joined by Owen Morgan in an unbroken 4th wicket stand of 76 prior to the close. Glamorgan took control on the third day of their Division 2 clash against Leicestershire at Cardiff. The home side declared their first innings on 558 for 9 in reply to the Foxes' 271, with skipper Mark Wallace making 118 and all-rounder James Harris hitting 48. Leicestershire lost Greg Smith in the 8th over their second innings, but Michael Thornley and Ned Eckersley remained undefeated to take them to stumps on 84 for 1. Derbyshire closed just 12 runs ahead of Gloucestershire on 212 for 5 in their second innings. Wayne Madsen and Dan Redfern both made half centuries as the visitors looked to overcome a 199-run first innings deficit. Their arrears could have been considerably more had Gloucestershire's middle order supported their captain Alex Gidman, who made 129. But Tony Palladino ended with 4 wickets, and they were all out for 294. Joe Root closed on 98 as Yorkshire reached stumps on 190 for 3 in reply to Northamptonshire's 253 at Headingley. Root shared 42 for the first wicket with Adam Lythe, before Lee Daggett struck twice in quick succession to remove the talented left-hander for 25, and Phil Jakes for just 3. However, he found support first from his captain Andrew Gale, and then from Johnny Bairstow, as England's number 6 ended on 36 and added an unbroken 94 with Root for the 4th wicket.